The U.S. military is evacuating Americans from the U.S. embassy in Tripoli as violence in Libya has intensified over the last few days. This weekend, fighting broke out among rival factions. Renegade forces stormed parliament. Now, they're upset with the interim government's alliance with the Muslim Brotherhood. In response, the Speaker of the interim parliament ordered troops to deploy in Tripoli. This is the worst fighting since the 2011 uprising that ousted Muammar Gaddafi and eventuated in his death. Now, all of this casts a dark shadow on the new government and the prime minister, expected to replace this interim government later on this week. And that is very much in doubt now. For an update on the ground, we turn to Mary Fitzgerald, a journalist based in Tripoli. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us. Mary, these renegade forces that I mentioned fighting against the government now, whom do they represent and who are they?
Well, these forces are quite a mix in terms of the regions from which they come from. But they, what they have in common is that they are loyal, or they're taking their cue from a former General Khalifa Haftar, who in February called for the suspension of the government and the Congress in order to, as he put it, rescue the country. That move of his was greeted, it has to be said, with a large amount of ridicule in February. It was condemned by the authorities, and indeed the government said they were issuing a warrant for his arrest. That didn't happen, but what Haftar did was he went to eastern Libya and spent the last several months trying to drum up support for a campaign he says is aimed at cleaning eastern Libya of extremists that he accuses of being behind a series of assassinations in the region. He is also very much against the Congress. He claims that these extremists in eastern Libya are backed by certain elements within the democratically elected Congress. So last Friday, Haftar basically moved on some militia, Islamist militia bases in Benghazi, Libya's second largest city. This resulted in clashes which claimed the lives of more than 70 people. And that particular development seems to have inspired something of a domino effect here in Tripoli. On Sunday, several militias attacked the Congress headquarters, and resulting in two deaths and several more injured. The militias that led the attack on the Congress, anti-Islamist militias who had previously threatened the Congress, claiming that it had lost legitimacy and claiming it had become dominated by Islamists, those militias basically said, declared the Congress suspended, and they said that it would be replaced by another body.
Now, there are plenty of pro-Islamist militias fighting on behalf of the government or the parliament in places around the country, as I understand it, anti-Islamist militias fighting along with General Haftar. But Mary Fitzgerald, General Haftar himself has close ties to the United States, does he not?
Well, Khalifa Haftar has quite a checkered history, and this is something that is basically preventing a wider surge of support for him and his actions. I've been struck by the number of Libyans who say while they agree with the moves he has made in recent days, they are very ambivalent, if not outwardly critical, of the man himself. Haftar is known in Libya for his involvement in Libya's disastrous war in Chad in the 1980s. After this, he fled to the US, where he joined the opposition. And there are claims here in Libya that he developed a relationship with the CIA when he was in the US. So this checkered history has really stood against him in Libya. He returned during the uprising against Gaddafi in 2011. He took on a major role helping command the rebel forces against Gaddafi at that time. But during the uprising, he was also accused of jockeying for power. So really a figure, a rather polarizing figure.
There is new fighting in Libya, in Tripoli, and in other cities as anti-government forces led by General Haftar, a man with some ties to the United States, clash with government forces and pro-Islamist militias. Mary Fitzgerald is a journalist based in Tripoli, giving us the scene on the ground. Mary, thank you.
Thank you very much.